From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 999th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Berlin Husky!
Well, you think that I'm lonely, you think I'll be blue, you think that I'll worry over you. Yes, I will, you know I will. Well, you think that I'll miss you while you're away. You think that I'll walk the streets all through the day. Yes, I will. You know I will. I'm not a bit ashamed to say that you're the one I love. From now until eternity, I swear by stars above. Well, you think I'll always be the way I've always been. Think that if you'd ask me to, I'll come back again. Yes, I will. You know I will. I'm not a bit ashamed to say that you're the one I love. From now until eternity, I swear by stars above. Well, you think I'll always be the way I've always been. You think that if you'd ask me to, I'll come back again. Yes, I will. You know I will. Thank you so much, friends, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. We've got a world of talent with us tonight, and here's our good friend Grant Turner to tell you all about some of it.
Three talent is what we've got, Berlin. First off, well, there's Miss June Carter and the Jordanaire.
And Chester Atkins.
Yes, and Floyd Kramer, Tommy Jackson, and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our very special guest star, take it away, Leon McCullough. Hey! We'll hear from Leon in just a little while, but right now, friends, here's the Jordanaires with a great tune that's sweeping the country nowadays, one called Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, and Stay Away from Tennessee. Tom Dooley, Jordanaires.
Throughout the centuries, there have been many stories written about the Eternal Triangle. This one tells of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. For when the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
I met her on a mountain. There I took her life. Met her on a mountain. Stabbed her with my knife.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree.
Well, now, boy,
hang down your head,
boy, head,
Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
Boy, well, I'll
hang down your head,
your head,
Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Thank you very much. That's the Jordanaires. Now then, neighbors, it's time for our special guest star. But before we bring him out, here's Grant Turner to tell you a little bit about him.
Well, Berlin, our guest tonight's a real musician. In fact, on account of his playing, he holds the title of Mr. Steel Guitar. He was born in Texas. He makes Tulsa, Oklahoma his home. He's a top recording star. He leads his own band. He flies his own plane.
Oh,
and you know he's all...
Let's get him out here. Leon McCullough.
Hey, hey! Come on! Hey, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, Leon.
Well, thank you, Ferlin. I'm awful glad to be here.
We hear that you have a new record out with the Dot label.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we're like everybody else, we're kind of hoping for this one.
Well, all you have to do is to sing it, and the people's going to rush down to the record stores and buy it.
You reckon? Well, we better get started.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Leon McCullough and Johnny Cake Road?
That's it. Johnny Cake Road.
Never been kissed, but I got showed
the first time I went down Johnny Cake Road.
Well, I was just 16, I didn't know about kissing. Went for a ride and the motor started missing. Had to stop and the first thing I knowed, we were making love on Johnny Cake Road.
Johnny Cake, Johnny Cake, Johnny Cake Road. I thought my little old heart would explode.
Never been kissed, but I got showed
the first time I went down Johnny Cake Road.
Gals an ice cube, you can't defrost her. Take my advice before you've lost her. Don't give up cause you're buffalo. Take her for a ride down Johnny Cake Road.
Johnny Cake, Johnny Cake, Johnny Cake Road. I thought my little old heart would explode.
Never been kissed, but I got showed
the first time I went down Johnny Cake Road.
Every evening when the sun goes down, you can see those hot rods heading out of town. Bumper to bumper, everyone's got a load, all heading out toward Johnny Cake Road.
Johnny Cake, Johnny Cake, Johnny Cake Road. I thought my little old heart would explode.
Never been kissed, but I got showed
the first time I went down Johnny Cake Road.
We've been married a year, oh happy day. The doctor says a young'un is on the way. I bet you my boots that when he gets grown, he'll be a-heading for Johnny Cake Road.
Johnny Cake, Johnny Cake, Johnny Cake Road. I thought my little old heart would explode.
Never been kissed, but I got showed the first time I went down Johnny Cake Road.
Say, Grant, how did you like the Vanderbilt and Tennessee football game this afternoon?
Oh, well, that's something. I almost blew my top in that second quarter. As a matter of fact, on that one pass, I actually bet the stem of my pipe right into
it. I don't doubt it, because it sure was exciting. But biting a pipe sure is a comfort to a man like that, you know.
I guess so, if the pipe is loaded with that good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Prince Albert is great for both enjoyment and for giving a relaxing man a comfortable smoke.
That's because PA is always fresh, Grant, and it's crimp cut, so it burns even and cool.
There's something extra special about the flavor of Prince Albert. I guess it's because that special PA process locks in all the flavor of the fine tobacco.
That's right. And the same thing goes for PA in a making cigarette. In an OCB paper, it rolls easy, smokes mild and mellow.
So, pipe smoker or making man, when the excitement runs high, relax. Light up a tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Here's all the square dancers now and our good friend Tommy Jackson, the one called Tennessee Wagner.
Thank you so much, Tommy Jackson, all the Grand Ole Opry square dancers. That's sure getting with one, Grant.
Yes, sirree. But now, Ferlin, in answer to many, many requests, I wonder if you do that great Capitol recording of yours for us.
Which one is that?
Well, you know that one we were talking about a little earlier today.
Or the one I recorded for Kaplan.
I Saw God, yes.
I'd like to do this especially for my father and mother.
I saw God by the mountain. It was grand beyond compare. How do I know I saw him? Because the mountain was there. I saw God by the seashore, saw his presence everywhere. How do I know I saw him? Because the sea was there.
I saw God in the garden, saw his tender loving care. How do I know I saw him?
A rose was blooming there. But I see God most clearly each night when I climb the stairs. How do I know I see him? My love lies sleeping there.
Thank you so much, friends. You're wonderful. You're very kind. But now it's time we heard from one of our Opry featured performers. He's really a great musician, one of the most talented artists that anybody could ever meet. Here he is, Chester Atkins with I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. Chester Atkins and an old-timer. Thank you so much, Chet. I'm forever blowing bubbles. Now, neighbors, let's make welcome one of the main characters. I guess you'd call her a character. Different people calls her everything. She's been called everything. But to us, she's very funny and very likable. The only thing wrong with her, she likes Simon Crum, and nobody has too much use for him. And I don't know if she's going to win out with it or not. But let's make her welcome June Carter.
Hello,
Hi, June.
Y'all know, last week I left here to go on that Wild West Rodeo show. And you remember how I was dancing and a-prancing and a-romancing?
Yeah.
Well, I wish you'd just look at me this week. I'm just a wagon, a swaggin', and a dragon.
Oh, no.
I'm just wore plumb out. Y'all ought to have been on that thing. Ernest Tubb was on there, and you know what he had me doing?
No.
I was a bullfighter on that show.
You was fighting a bull.
I was a bullfighter. That Ernest Tubb, he knows all about bullfighting, him from being from Texas and everything.
Yeah.
Why, he's really studied the bull. He eats the bull.
Yeah.
And he breathes the bull. And he sleeps the bull. But best of all, he shoots a bull.
You can say that again.
He's a good old boy, though, but he taught me a lot about bullfighting. You stand up there in front of the bull, and then you swish this away, and then you swish this away, and then you bend over.
Hey, June.
I was really fighting that bull. I fought him in all directions.
I know. Simon said he saw that part, and he missed the rest of it. But he said you don't know how in the world you expected to win, because you were down on your knees shooting marbles.
I wasn't a shooting marbles, smart ass.
You wasn't shooting marbles?
No, I was picking up my teeth was what I was doing. I was bent over there. I was bent over there in this jackknife position.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, and this bull, he come a-clopping down through there, and he speared me.
He gored you.
Well, anyway, he got me. And he hit me, and I went way into the elements.
Into the elements?
Yes, sir.
Did you win the fight?
No, but I did win the national air race. It was quite a time. We had cowboys and cowgirls, and we all got pretty dirty riding in the dust and everything.
Yeah.
And we all had one little room over there with one bathtub, and we was all taking a bath in the same water.
At the same time?
No, different times, smart aleck.
Oh.
The boys went in there first, and they'd take a bath, and then they'd let the dirt settle down to the bottom, and the next boy would go in, he'd let the dirt settle down to the bottom, and the next boy would go in, they'd let the dirt settle down to the bottom. I was the last one to get in there, and I like to never got out.
What happened, Jim?
I got caught in the quicksand.
Jim!
I can ride horses. Anything you want, I can ride them, buddy.
I was thinking, I got a horse I'd like for you to ride.
All right, I'll ride him. Where is he? I'll ride him. I can ride all them horses. What's his name?
Black Murder.
Black Murder?
Black Murder, yeah.
Well, has he ever been rode before?
Oh, yeah, three different fellas rode him.
Well, where are they at now?
They up there singing to the angels.
Well, I ain't a-fixing to make it no quartet, buddy. I'll tell you that.
No, listen, we got all kinds of them running.
Got
one called Lightning, called Flash, Thunder, Hailstorm, Cyclone.
You ain't got nothing called Peace and Quiet.
All you have to do is to ride him for 3 minutes. Just
stick on him. Stick on him.
Yeah, when he bucks, you stick on him.
I'll stick on him, buddy.
When he stands on his hind legs, you stick on him.
Stick on him. Yeah, stick on him.
When he drops that head between his legs, you stick on him.
Stick on him.
When he falls down and rolls over, you still stick on him.
No wonder. By this time, I ain't nothing but paste.
You stay on him for 3 minutes. You stick him for 3 minutes.
And stick all on of him it, for 3 minutes.
3 minutes is all you have to stay with him.
Yes,
then
sir.
All of a sudden, the horn blows.
Gabriel.
No, the horn of victory.
Oh, I won.
Then you won. You won.
Oh, I won.
You won.
I rode the foot-barred fool out of that horse.
You won it.
I won it, didn't I?
You done it.
Well, there's just one thing, though, Furlan. The next time I ride that horse of yours, I'm going to ride him side to saddle.
Why?
That way I can save a little place to sit down on the next day. You know, Mr. Husky, my boyfriend, he took me to the football game this afternoon.
Yeah.
And after a while, I pretended I was cold, and I said, honey, would you hold my little hands? But he just didn't pay me no attention.
Didn't pay you any mind at all.
No,
I guess he's too busy watching the game.
Oh, he's too busy smoking his pipe. That feller doesn't never let anything interfere with his pipe smoking. Says he can get more downright comfort out of a pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco than he can out of anything else.
Well, Prince Albert is mighty good, June. It's always fresh, and it's crimp cut, and it tastes good. That's because that special PA process locks in the flavor of the fine tobacco. PA's great for making men, too. Rolls easy, smokes mild and mellow. So if it's satisfying, tasty, comfortable smoke that you pipe smokers or making men want, try Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Hey,
It's the natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now, neighbors, it's time once again for our good friend, the guest star from Oklahoma City, Leon McCullough. He wrote a song years ago that's a tradition in our business. In fact, it's a standard song in all classes of music. He wrote the song, recorded it, and here we're going to get him to do it. Take it away, Leon.
McCullough. That's wonderful, Leon. I know you folks have heard that saying a million times. Take it away, Leon.
Well, now here's a fella that we'd like to introduce to you. Not only does he play piano with most all the people that record records around here and all over the country, but he also records for himself, and he's one of the greatest pianists in the business. So let's make him welcome as he plays one of his new RCA Victor records, one called Rumpus. Here he is, Floyd Kramer.
Say, Ferlin, I don't want to butt in here, but I haven't seen hide nor hair of your old friend Simon Crumb tonight. Doesn't he want to appear on the Grand Ole Opry with you anymore?
Yes, Granny likes to appear here, but he don't want to do comedy anymore. He wants to sing now.
You mean Simon sings songs?
Well, since he made that new record for Capitol, you know, he wants to get in and sing everything.
Oh, you mean that one about country music?
Oh, the country music's here to stay, yeah.
Oh,
he's here. Right. Let's get him. Make him welcome, Simon Crum.
Thank you very much, Grant, and thank you, Furlan. And a good evening, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world. Hur.
I dug his lavender. Hand me the screwdriver.
What do you want it for, Ron?
I'm gonna fix a dad blame radio.
Well, ain't no use in fixing it. You probably can't get any country music on it.
I don't know so much about that lavender. There's still a few of us left.
Yeah, there's very few.
It's working. I dog is just country music, too.
More and more every day. Hey! I hear more people say country music, that's the kind for me.
It's the kind that's sincere, and to me it's been so dear, and no other kind can take its place, you see.
I can't get enough of that wonderful stuff. I don't care what people say.
Other kind may come and go, including rock and roll,
but good old country music's here to stay. They call us everything for the way that we sing, but I don't care what they say or do.
There are songs of all sorts, but country music's from the heart. And son, I agree with you.
I can't get enough of that wonderful stuff. I don't care what people say.
Other kind may come and go, including rock and roll,
but good old country music's here to stay.
It's time for us to be getting out of here. It sure was nice having you with us tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. And next week, there's going to be a special big, big, big celebration. The Grand Ole Opry will celebrate its 1,000th broadcast over the network next Saturday night. So y'all be listening. Until then, this is Furlan Husky saying thank you so much for being with us. And we'll see you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Guess one of the oldest slogans in the country, and certainly one of the best known, is I'd walk a mile for a camel. Anybody who's ever smoked a camel knows just exactly what that statement means. You get more real enjoyment out of camels than any other cigarette can give you. That's because the camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled, never duplicated, for rich tobacco flavor and easygoing mildness. It stands to reason the best tobacco makes the best smoke. Thing about camels is they never let you down. No fads or fancy stuff to this cigarette. Simply the finest taste in smoking. Guess that's one of the big reasons why more people smoke camels than any other brand of any kind. Folks know camels are worth walking a mile for. You ought to try the smoke that's number one today in the USA. Have a real cigarette. Have a camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.